Welcome to Liquid Late Nights. Listen, the banks ain't gonna give me a loan, but they ain't gonna give your boy Donald one either.
No, I saw that.
How y'all doing?
What you doing, man? What you doing, man?
I'm giving kind of myself.
I'm just saying.
You saying what?
I don't want them to ban my TikTok, bro.
Okay, hey, so listen.
Yeah.
I've been listening. You got to go to some business channels and get the dopey on this TikTok thing, okay? TikTok is not going anywhere. You know that, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not going anywhere.
I want to hear your analysis on this, because I know some pieces. I want to hear your analysis first, and then I'll jump.
Well, the political guys are. Did you see what I put up on the Liquid Next thing about it? They're showboating.
They're all showboating. Right.
It's a nice article. And what I put there in front of, before I posted the article, I said, so lawmakers are trying to ban TikTok, but if the app is hardly only offender, meaning that everybody, what they're saying TikTok is doing, everybody's at it. But it's an election year coming up. They just want to seem like tough guys. They're jumping on the Chinese. Do you think the Chinese give a rat's about anything they're saying? No.
Because if you think about it, you know, in China, Facebook is banned. Most of our stuff over there is banned.
I know.
They don't want us influencing
their society. But that's their society. They're not bragging and saying they're open society. We bragging that we're open society.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about that one.
Yeah, so, but I will tell you this. If you talk about it on the political side, it's at a bad timing for the current president, because you're going to piss off all the young folks who want it. The 1 billion or whatever.
The only 160 million users in the U.S.
Something comes to his desk and he signs it. It's not coming. It'll take 6 months. I listened to, on Bloomberg the other day. So, okay, first of all, what these guys did last week, it'll take at least 6 months before they have to, so they have to come back to them with either they're going to challenge it in court or do something like that. It'll take that long before they even try to make any kind of decision. They gave them 6 months to sell it, which you can't sell a multi-billion dollar organization like that in 6 months.
But then to stipulate that it needs to be sold to a U.S. company, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so a couple of things. Yeah. If it goes through, they have 6 months to divest or get banned. AES still has to pass the Senate, which you got to get 60 votes, and there's no real clear path that says they have 60 votes. B, they got to put it on the agenda, because right now they still got to work out how to pay for the government. So it is going to get pushed back.
The government be paying for the whole thing about the government things, y'all. Harshman.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. Anyway. So whatever the guys saw, because there was a lot of briefings that a bunch of the House saw, and whatever they saw convinced, 70%, 80% of the House to vote yes for this. So that was one thing. So something, clearly they saw something that said, okay, we can't tell you what it is, but yeah, we're going to get around it.
No, regardless, they didn't. Regardless they didn't of that, anything.
But they regardless anything. Of that, I don't think it's a legit ban, because I don't think it's going to go through the Senate. I don't think we already make it through. And I don't think anybody's going to be able to afford to buy it even if they want to. And China already said the last time, we can't sell this company because the algorithm, which is the thing that makes TikTok so popular, is proprietary information that we don't, and technology that we don't want to come out of our country for national security reasons. So they'll take, you know, if it got to that point, I think they would take the ban, but they're not going to sell. They're not going to sell to a U.S. company. Not really, because they don't want to give. And no one's going to buy it if you can't get the algorithm, because that's what makes it worth it. That's why they have 100, like I said, that's why they have 160 million people in the U.S. using it. That's half the population on that app, all ages.
Okay.
I think it's funny, though.
So can I just repeat something?
If you want to.
It's showboating.
All right.
They're just, they're tough guys. You know what I mean? Really? So.
This is what you decide to be a tough guy on. We can't agree on anything else, but we can get 80% to decide to vote on this. This is not the hill I want to die on. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, but it does. If you want to look tough against China, people are simple. I'm not. Let me take it back there. forgive me, American Papa. I'm not saying that. But we have some of our voters, or most of the voters, are one issue voters.
Yeah. I can see. I got you on that one.
Huh?
No,
one issue vote. Abortion. Every year, I'm just saying, every election year, the border thing gets out of control. Then it goes away for 3 or 4 years. It comes back. The algorithm just beating us to death, dude.
Do you think that the one, since you love a good conspiracy theory, do you think that the line that they're saying they're trying to get it banned because there's so much, there's so many people putting so much information out on it, and a lot of it is like legit, you know, first person views from events and issues and you know, boots on the ground about situations across the country, across the world, that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't want the American voters and their simple self to actually see what's really going on.
I don't understand what you just said.
There's some data privacy concerns. Give me some. Yes.
That's not what I'm talking about.
To do it again for an audience a little bit simpler than you type.
So there's a lot of content on that app. Let me do the next dance craze. There's people talking about historical events. There's people talking about, you know, current things with Palestine. There's people talking about business and, you know, all these kind of different situations. It's like real people doing like real deep dives on things, like giving people a lot of information that they may not get from quote unquote a mainstream source.
Yeah, but is there
for a lot of people? Yeah, but there's so much you can at least make that decision because you're getting all these sources. Like I'm saying, you're getting source A, source B, and could be a guy who's a professor over here. Could be someone who's actually in a war zone talking about this thing. That's the kind of situation that I'm saying. So the conspiracy theory is, hey, let's cut this back because China's making us look bad because they're letting all these people go out and tell the truth.
Okay, looking bad, a version of the truth. Who, may I add? Mm-hmm.
Looking bad to the American government or the powers that be. It's not my theory.
No, I get it. But I read, again, I looked, this article is in Business Week. It's about the money, okay? So, but the people, TikTok is not getting banned. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I know.
We be sitting here next March and TikTok will still be rolling, okay? But in after the election year and stuff like that, even if what's his name, Mr. Bloodbath, gets elected again, which he might. But anyway, so
I caught that.
Yeah, if we don't see him again for a couple of months, you'll know why. But anyway,
Let's just back up. So the article was saying that we have everything we have, like Cambridge Analytica, all these different things. They all doing the same thing. They can't take care of them because ByteDance. Because of the majority Chinese company, but the company is based where in Singapore. Is it Singapore?
Yeah.
The guy that CEO is in Singapore.
Yeah.
Singapore is different from China, dude. Okay. Now he may be a Chinese national, or, you know, foreigner, but the guy lives in Singapore. Okay. So that's Singapore, as far as finance and business and things goes on, it's like either Hong Kong or Shanghai or New York. You know, it's not Beijing.
What's not Beijing? ByteDance is headquartered in Beijing.
I just asked the guy that runs it, he lives in Singapore. He doesn't live in Beijing.
No, he doesn't live in Beijing. He lives in Singapore, but the company is in Beijing.
No, I understand that. Oh. But this guy, it's a cross pollination.
And he's married. I like how they keep putting out that he's married to an American woman.
So he's an American man. He's an American guy.
He just wants you to know.
No, but what?
Listen, Chinese company CEOs have a tendency to disappear when things go wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's going to have to toe the line either way. Okay.
So you could be a Boeing whistleblower and you eat your gun.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that was by choice.
No, well, the guy wrote a letter. He said, listen, if I die or something, it's no accident.
Exactly.
So let's be real what we're dealing with here. So it's big business. It's global stuff. All I'm saying is like the TikTok thing is just TikTok is not going anywhere. I'm not on TikTok.
No, it's not.
So I'm just saying. From what they're saying, all the business channels and stuff I read and listen to, they're just kind of like chuckling. Like, what are you going to do? Who can raise that much capital? And then if you try to do it, then you got to come back to the Senate and the House with antitrust things, because then you're too big. You know what I mean? If Meta tries to buy it,
Apple tries to buy it,
any of these people try to buy it, it's an antitrust. They don't only got that kind of money. Am I right or wrong with that one?
There has to be somebody who doesn't have, it might be, they tried to get Microsoft to do it last time because it's got to be somebody who doesn't have a social presence.
Somebody floated it out there over last week that like a bank should buy, like Chase or something like that, because they got the funding.
No, they were saying Oracle. I heard somebody, Larry Ellison from Oracle.
Wow. Random.
Huh? Okay. Oracle is huge.
No, we know. But
Oracle and Microsoft are the same thing. They say they don't have a presence. Yes, they do. Everything is built on their platforms. Correct? You can't do nothing without Bill, Uncle Billy, Trey, as his family calls him, huh? Because he's Bill Gates III, so it's Trey, huh?
Trey. All right, Trey.
And Larry Ellison is a bad boy. He's old and older, but up in the Northern California, San Francisco, Larry Ellison is the man. Anyway, to break it down in simple terms, folks, don't worry about it. You'll be ticking your talking. You're good.
Ticking your talking. Okay.
Huh?
All right.
You'll be X and hey. Speaking of stuff like that, so what happened to the rocket the other day? Your boy launched up and stuff. He made it to the upper atmosphere. Elon Musk,
The Starship.
The Starship test.
So everything went through on the test with the exception of
burned up on reentry.
Yeah, because it was supposed to splash down. So they got it up this time. It didn't blow up. They got separation. And then it was supposed to come back and do splashdown, but it burnt up.
I got a text early morning when it was launching and stuff that it was going to do it because you could watch it and then, but it made it. But they're coloring the saying, oh yeah, it was successful. Yes, yeah, it's a successful. In fact, whatever that cost, you don't have that anymore because it's fried at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. Good thing you have some chimpanzee or something like that in there.
Oh.
Huh? Good thing. What's the guy? The first astronaut was up there, orbited the Earth. John Glenn went in there, huh?
Baby steps.
Can I run into something else? Because what's going on with you guys? What's with the EV market right now?
It's taking a beating.
But why is the question?
There's a few things. Well, first of all, let me
too expensive.
Let me tell you a couple of things that are bad right now. Say you bought that new Audi e-tron, right, and you paid $90,000 for it. The value of that car right now is about
$35,000. Yeah, because you paid the VIG when you bought it.
You paid the VIG when you bought it, and it's down. Now, the only other issue is, and this is a common theme every single day when I listen to other podcasts, stuff like that, is that if you don't have a Tesla and you're trying to go far, you got a problem. Somebody was trying to make it of a rented EV that wasn't a Tesla coming from Baltimore back to Jersey, and they said it took them 4 extra hours because they had to keep stopping because all the chargers that they would go to were slow chargers. Unless you was a Tesla, you weren't getting far because the infrastructure is not.
So our infrastructure is the problem.
We're
not like, because I always tell people the difference between us like in China, because in the last 40 years, China was just developing their infrastructure because they were backwards. So they put everything in. Our infrastructure is a crumbling infrastructure. We got to rebuild it. But our Congress are too busy fighting each other, some partisan politics, to put in real money into building the infrastructure. And that's what the problem is.
That is the problem.
That's why we 10 years late time we're going to build a high-speed rail from Orlando to Tampa when you take your 5 hours to drive from Orlando to Tampa right now. And it's holes all. I live in Tampa, holes all over the city because now they're really trying to. I said, why this hole right here? Because we didn't put in the proper stuff now. I mean, Franklin Street and Water Street right down by the Marriott, it's been dug up for 2 months. Because we never knew the infrastructure need work. So, ladies and gentlemen, write your Congress, write your senators and say, listen, stop squabbling over like some nonsense like Stormy Daniels or whatever y'all are talking about, and let's get some work done. They don't do any work.
Yeah, but then they're gonna think. Then you got to think you got influenced by TikTok, and they're gonna ignore your suggestions.
Okay, here's what they do, and this is what they do with people. The part that's in power trying to stay in power, the part that's out of power do everything they can to make the part that's in power look bad, so they can lose the next election cycle. So no work ever gets done. Nothing. The big hero on the side right now. What's our Florida guy? What's his name? Gates.
Matt Gates.
I saw him on the interview. I said, why are they interviewing this guy? I'm trying to save the country. You saving the country by chasing all the young women you can chase, all the underage girls? Really? Okay, I think I just got went. All right, okay, I apologize.
Nah, you're good. I like that passion.
They don't, that's why no work gets done. They don't really, it's not about us, the people of the country. Because this is the United States of America. We have the resources. We have the best educated people. There's no reason that you cannot drive from Baltimore to Jersey in your EV. Now they got to slash prices because you can't get them charged.
Now you can't get them charged, right? You can't.
But you should be able to. That's not even that far.
I know it's not.
So we don't have a car that can drive that far. So from Baltimore to New Jersey, what, 300 miles, maybe?
So it's not the problem is not the getting from A to B. It's when you get to B and you have to charge back up, the charge is going to take five hours as opposed to an hour.
I don't care as long as I got to B.
Right, but what I'm saying, say you leave in Baltimore, right? And you know, you got to stop. You got to when you go to plug in, and unless you have an app, you find a slow charger, flash charger, whatever. This woman charged her car outside of Maryland, said it took her 45 minutes just to go up 10%. So if you're charging like that, you'll never make it home.
So the system's is bad.
Because they're slow chargers.
And the ones that are out there are not inter
and it, right. So you either get
compatible with each other.
Right. So now you either
I thought I read something the other day. There was
you get an adapter.
Make them all compatible.
No. You could get an adapter now, but now it's hard to get an adapter because they're not selling any adapters right now.
So how long is it going to take before we get up to speed? 10 years?
Don't tell me. look, by the time they get this EV situation sorted out, we'll be in flying cars.
I saw some. I posted some of that the other day. I'm waiting for the flying car. I'm gonna give you one of those.
We'll be flying around before they fix that problem.
People can't drive. Now you're gonna let them fly?
Unless you're just local. If you live around town, and you got a little
like in our situation, it works perfect.
Yeah, because you're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
don't take a road trip.
No, we did. We took it down to the beach.
That's less than 200 miles. That's 100 miles.
But
even
though
it might take you 3 hours, it's still 100 miles.
Well, we know what its fast charges are too. We smart. We do our research.
Yeah, well, but again, shouldn't it be a little easier to figure that
out?
It should be.
I was last summer when I was over in Europe. Everybody had EVs, just chargers everywhere. And
then again, Europe is ahead of us because they got high speed rail. They have all the time. We don't have. Do we have high speed? Have Amtrak? All the hobos getting off. Okay,
hold up. The fact that I could get from Switzerland back to Milan in under 3 hours versus trying to go to Tampa and it took 4.5 hours for Frank coming back today. That tells you something right there.
Okay, moving to another. So what's this Florida massive quick figure up for the grill on the I-4? I read it. I posted an article based on that stuff. It's only a 14-mile stretch. It's going to take them 10 years to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on.
The Beyond I-4 consolidation plan they rolled out, that one?
Man, I-4 has so many problems right now. So last week, they changed at Sand Lake and I-4, they changed changed it to the Diamond Cross, where you go under and it's like you're going the wrong way.
Yeah. We got that.
They open that up, fatality.
Let me ask you a question.
They were supposed to have people out there directing.
What about great, don't back down, Governor Dunn, about that, so you don't fight with Disney. When do you get this stuff done?
I'm behind you on that.
Mr. High Heel Sneakers, huh?
Ted Cruz lifts.
Ooh, how do you do that?
That's a zinger.
Yeah, all the stuff plus, because the rest of the I-4 thing is done. They finished all up from Maitland down through downtown through Millennia. So it's done. It's all the stuff from basically Disney on to my part of the world that's got to get done or a little bit past. And that's going to be the fun part. And
I'll be long since left this.
And they're still talking about where to put the train. So
I was just like someplace of memorial or something, but that shit will get done. And you guys probably too. Go take that long.
I'm not looking forward to it.
If they say 10 years, tack another 5 or so onto that.
More than that.
And then the train that's coming from the Bright Line is coming over here.
Trying to.
Well, the Bright Line is
new. The deal been approved, but it's still going to take forever to build it.
Yeah, it's still going to take forever. Yeah. That's part of the reason I-4 is taking forever, because you got to put that in there. And then maybe we might put some rail on the side.
They should have built the thing 15 years ago.
And maybe people would understand how to deal with a train. Because you know every 2 days or so, somebody's getting hit down as it goes down south.
I don't understand that.
Because they try to beat the track, boss.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
It's like an extra 3 seconds because I get tired of people blowing with it. The light change has been like a nanosecond. Somebody behind you blowing. I'm just like, calm down. You can't. It's another light right there. You got to stop again.
You ain't going to make it.
Stop listening to some whatever you listen to, gangsta rap or whatever you listen to, and get you all charged up.
Oh, let me tell you about this though. Here's a good one for you. Since we talk about road rage and stuff. So in my neighborhood, you know how quiet my neighborhood typically is. So in the early morning, people going to school, doing the whole thing. Dude, 60-year-old didn't leave the line fast enough. Like you're saying, how people blow at you as soon as the light changes, move. This guy gets so pissed off, he drives around to the car, popped 7 holes into the car, shattering the guy's shoulder blade. The whole
what thing. It lit him up?
Lit him up. And because we keep cops right here, they got him real quick. But yeah, he attempted murder. 7
shots. So what was his problem?
Car. The guy didn't move fast enough. And what it was an older guy.
So the guy didn't move fast. The guy who was shooting, what was his problem?
He was just angry. He couldn't get out there faster enough. He just lit him up.
Was he high or just?
No, this was 7:30 in the morning. Angry. Woke up angry. And normally, in the article was saying that normally it was normally they would have these kids and his wife in, but that particular day he didn't.
Well, we have our news cycles rev everybody up. I was saying with some people the other day.
Everybody on
the news cycles make everybody mad. I said, "This is the United States of America. First of all, the richest country in the world, most powerful country in the world. You got all the opportunities in the world. Why in the hell is everybody so mad?
Everybody mad. Everybody got a short fuse.
Everybody thinks somebody took something from them, and it's all still here."
Oh yeah, it's all here. They can.
If you want somebody to take something from you, talk to what's that guy's name? Oh gosh, I think what's Ivanka's husband's name? That's who the super rich man got some of it. You ain't mad at them though. What's that guy named Paul something?
No, Jared.
Jared. But they're mad at everybody else. Some guy who just want to come across the border and pick peas and stuff, strawberries.
That's the other thing they were saying. Because they want to, who's going to do it? The people, the ones in the teens and the 20s, now they don't even want to go to trade school. So who's going to do all this work? Anyway?
Americans are not going to go out there and fix yourself. You're going to screw yourself. Your guy already screwed Florida up.
Yeah.
The fresh fruit's going higher and higher. And I love fresh strawberries, but I'm not picking them anymore. I was picking them when I was like 12.
Are they going to have strawberries at the Strawberry Festival?
It's already passed. It was good. They had a foreigner was there a couple of weeks ago.
Mr. Party Boy.
Oh, stop it.
I haven't been in years, but it's a good time.
I'm disinformed. I live in the vicinity.
But wait a minute. Plant City.
So since we still got a little bit on the cars, so what's up with the... I saw you posted a Rivian R2 and R3.
Well, these are supposed to be... Rivian announced, you know, cheaper SUVs.
Well, again, that's back to what we were just discussing.
Yeah. So it's all relative.
To buy them now. Everybody's slashing price. They're trying to because, they like you said, back this. Okay, the reason that the Audi dropped the price, the one that you paid 90 dropped to 30 something because they're dropping the price. Okay, so they're trying to put them out there. So if you paid the VIG 2 or 3 years ago, then your stuff taking a hit. That's like that happens all the time in the market.
Yeah, it happens. They're all taking hits, but
and that's why it's just the car. Those are nice cars. We just need someplace to charge them. I still like to have one.
Well, 45 said if he's not 47, it's gonna be a bloody, it'll be a blood blast.
We not, he's a tough guy.
Anyway, yeah, infrastructure or it's not gonna matter, and the prices have to come down. You gotta be reasonable. $45,000 for the R2.
I pay the people more. Cost of living hasn't gone up.
Well, that's not gonna happen because you know we got Bernie saying that we're trying to go to a 4-day work week with the same pay now.
Bernie has like 5 houses. He's a rich guy, pretending to protect the looking for the little man. Bernie's wealthy, guys. Don't get that's his snit. He's out there with Jesse Jackson, people like that. They can make a lot of money, but we in for the we take care of the little guy. You're right. Bernie, really? Look, Bernie, listen, Bernie has houses all over New England. He ain't coming anyplace else.
Well, no.
Yeah. What is he? Independent? What is this snick?
Listen, all I'm saying is if the price of an EV is more than the price of a combustion car and you got to make a decision on what that new car is, right now you're still going to get the gas car. You can't, if that's what you're going to do, or you're going to wait.
It depends on your situation. It does.
It depends where you live. Because if you live in a place you have to do, I'm a city guy, I live in a city. If I can afford, which I can't, I get an EV because where I parked, it's charging stations right there.
Right there.
I mean, Model 3s and Mach E's from Ford.
But they don't make those for men. I can't fit in those little ass cars.
See, there you go. Be driving one. That's what you're affordable in. You want an F-150? Was that 80?
I'm not
75-80.
I'm not a pickup guy. My name is not Joe.
This is your EV. You want a Hummer? The thing is, with the EVs, to me,
Rivians are nice. Kia,
but it's still
Kia has some really nice ones. They're affordable. Yeah. And they got size for them.
The EV9 is coming down the pipe, and that looks real nice. It's basically a Telluride, an electric Telluride. But you got to get those SUV sized vehicles for Americans because that's how we roll. and we got to keep the price.
Well, we better learn. Well, we got to pay the people, dude.
But what's making everybody, I think where everybody's going right now, they're going in between both of those anyway. They're going with the hybrid because it's just easier to do that, and you can survive in a hybrid.
But hybrids have always been on the market, though.
I know, and they've always been popular. I mean, the most popular cars, what, that one that, isn't it the Toyota Prius, or is it the
Prius?
Yeah,
it's probably the Prius.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, I'm not getting a Prius.
He's not getting a Prius. This man's a problem.
What am I doing with a Prius? I can't get my left foot in there.
See? You sold cars that you couldn't put your left toe in.
And I didn't get them. I just told people, you get them. Look how nice you look.
That's what I'm saying. A reasonable price vehicle. Even the skinniest American needs a reasonably sized vehicle. We want to talk about the bigger ones. All right. Anywho.
What other madness you got on? Let's talk March Madness, please. Let's move on to some sports or something.
You ready? You excited for it? Who's your boys playing? I gotta look at the first bracket.
Who's
the Bulls playing first round?
I don't know. I didn't keep that close and watch, boss.
You in it? My boys are playing. UCF's in NIT next week. You're gonna blow out.
Was everybody boycotting the deal? I heard about that nonsense. It was stupid.
No, we're not doing that one. But I know what you're talking about.
No, South Florida playing UCF tomorrow.
So they got NIT. So they didn't make the. They didn't make.
We were just in the top 25 for a minute. It's fine. But that's fine.
So we're fine.
I like it. We lost. But again, that's a good game. We'll beat you guys. Really? No?
It'll be a good game. It'll be a good game. I'm at the point right now because I'm probably not going into my traditional pool.
You got no bracket? No bracket?
I don't feel comfortable dropping that money and not knowing anything. And I feel like I haven't done well in like 10 years.
That's scary.
Uh-oh.
He know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about. Well, I'm all
you
in.
Get destroyed that the first weekend destroys us. All of a sudden you just playing catch up for you know, bottom of the group.
Well,
you know, my children. I watch some games, clearly, but, you know, I may not put any money in it.
I'm trying to see if I can stay awake tonight and watch the Lakers play. We got the Hawks tonight, but we're sucking right now.
Yeah.
I was talking to my brother. He was on a cruise ship. So he was watching. We played the Kings. I mean, he lost. I do. Man, were y'all on the cruise ship watching? Yeah. So y'all put too much work waiting on LeBron. He's a guy that's 40 years old, and the team need him to score 40 points every night.
I saw he's starting a podcast with JJ Redick.
JJ's pretty popular. He's got all kind of podcasts. He's got the shop. He's got all kinds of stuff.
Well, he's got another one.
He got Space Jam.
He got Space Jam. JJ all day.
NFL, because the NFL was shut down. I'm tired of the NFL.
Listen, they keep shifting people left and right. I don't know who's on what teams anymore. They're gonna have to wait.
The draft is. I thought draft was over. 90, well, because Russell Wilson went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Chicago sent Justin Fields to they sent him out on St. Patrick's Day, so Chicago wouldn't notice.
Yeah,
they sent him away.
Get away, dude.
They're like, what happened? We're like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, they people making moves. Texas, the Dallas ain't, but everybody else making moves.
And NFL, they increased their, I think they added one more game for next season. So they just kind of wiped NBA out for Christmas. They'll be playing NFL football. The Super Bowl will be in March next year, more like.
Listen, man.
No, seriously, they added another game, which puts them on path. Listen, when I was a kid growing up, the season ended. The Super Bowl was like in December. Now it's in February.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed this part. So Russell went to Pittsburgh, and then they picked up Justin Fields as well.
Yes.
As his backup.
So Denver let him go. They got to pay him $38 million next year. Pittsburgh only pay him $1 million. So he's making almost $40 million. He missed Shakira.
It's not Shakira.
Which I don't know which one. I don't know. Is it Shakira? Shakira? I don't know. It's out of my age group. What do I know? I'm an old guy.
Shakira's my age. The one he married to, it is not.
So what's her name?
Sierra.
Shakira Sierra, hey?
No,
Dude, they're two different
wow. two different continents.
But for a guy like me, what do I know?
Okay. They both hot. That's all you need to know.
No, too young for me, but I don't want a heart attack. Huh?
Oh. I'm done with y'all. I'm done with y'all. Oh.
It's like Tupac said, picture me rolling. Oh man, y'all made me just hurt my woofers here.
What's doing over there? Are you gonna watch this fight in a couple of weeks?
It's the money grab fight.
Are they just gonna make fun of it? Tyson may beat this boy. I saw him.
And I hope he
probably will. I mean, this guy loses like half the fights he gets in. Yeah. But
I made a mistake the other day, right?
He's still making money.
I'm talking with some females and I call him a celebrity fighter. But he's won some fights. I get that. This is Mike Tyson. I don't give Mike Tyson 100. You do not want to be missing Mike Tyson. Because all it takes is one hit.
You get in that zone.
He's not just a celebrity fighter. I know because
yeah, he is.
I said, I get it, ladies.
He's fought some good people who were good 10 years ago.
You keep your mouth closed. So I just.
You just let it go.
Yeah.
The problem is this. You know, I don't think he's going to knock Mike out. If he goes all the rounds and is like based off his decision,
and he's not bloody unbowed, he's going to win.
He's just going to go and brag and like, I could take anybody on, but that's not it. It's just give him.
He's wearing headgear.
I know. But what I'm saying is, this is not even.
So this is just taking your money. They really take your money. What's it going to cost for?
Wait, hold on.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
They already been paid already.
They just got to show up.
This is an exhibition.
This is going to be Netflix doing this live. They already got paid.
They might as well be fighting at the Strawberry Festival or something.
Oh, not the Strawberry Festival.
It's an exhibition. Jack Johnson fought Jim Jeffries. Jim Jeffries was 100 years old. It's one of, never mind. I want to bring that up. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Sometime when you get some spare time, read about when they talked Jim Jeffries out of time to fight Jack Johnson. That's the real story of the Great White Hope. He didn't beat him.
You know what I started watching? Just speaking of boxing real quick, I started watching Big George Foreman.
Oh, is it any good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not a George guy.
We stopped watching when we got to the point when he found Jesus in the film.
The best part, because when he came back is when he became George, when he really when he came back. That's when I started liking him, when he came back and he won that title fight after being out for 10 years. That's the George. The George before that, I never cared that much for him.
Yeah.
And that's the George that made $500 million when he came back. Filming grill, all this kind of stuff.
Grill, baby.
And forget all that. I just want Mike to get angry and bite something off.
Mike don't do that no more.
They sell it. You can buy your gummy bears right now. He's selling.
I know, Mike.
They call them Mike's Bites.
Mike's bites, the Holyfield ears. I was like, I'm wrong for this.
Oh, no.
Y'all stay wrong.
Well,
I'm mad.
I'm supposed to be anyway.
So, there you go.
What?
So, since we brought it up, you want to do a little movie talk real quick?
Bye.
We had the Oscars.
I didn't watch. I'll wait here. All I'm saying is I'm still watching Shogun. I get more and more impressed. And next episode dropped tomorrow. I'm just loving it.
All right, we finally started. I'm two episodes in.
You like it, right?
I like it. It's bloody. It's got some things going on. There's a lot of things.
It's good though. I love the cinematography, the stuff they've done with more authentic looking stuff. But if they were bloody, dude. The sanitized stuff we've been watching. Like, I have to hide my eye. I don't have no kids. I just hide my eye. Avert your eyes.
But now I'm concerned. Because just from what I've seen, all I'm concerned is like, so how'd you ever, pretty girl give you a massage and all of a sudden she an assassin? And I ain't trying to die like that.
It's a good way to go.
Oh, geez. All right. I'm done.
Dude, I'm up to five. I think it's five. That's six drop tomorrow, I think.
But you haven't finished Masters of Air, though.
I watched 20 minutes of it this morning, but it was too early. I had my breakfast and watched what they were doing. So I stopped. I won't watch it tonight. Maybe.
yeah, obligations tonight.
Obligation?
We're going out of town later. We got to watch it then, huh?
Wait, what?
No, we have. No, I'm not. No, people out of town on business, but so. Villages.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You're going to be up in the north neck of the hood over here.
So I'll be home.
Oh, you gonna be out there dancing with them, doing the whole thing?
Get that ain't fun. That is not fun. They don't take my guy, huh?
Oh, you'll be stuck in the hotel room.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
If you come if you come with the right color loofah, you'll be all right.
Hey, that's funny. They got enough loopers on this aisle.
Well, I didn't know about that.
What's American Fiction? I saw the trailers. I like it. I think I'm going to watch that.
I'm going to watch it too. I tried to watch it this weekend, but I didn't want to spend that kind of money yet.
But that's Jeremy, right? Jeremy Wright is his name?
Yeah.
No, Jeremy Wright is good. He does a lot of good
Jeffrey, work. Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright. He does a lot of
good
Everybody's in it.
Did we pay for it or was it streaming? I thought it was on
free streaming. No, you paid for it. No, it's not on free streaming yet. I tried.
Oh, but it's like $4.
Maybe I can find it on my deal.
We rented it. Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Those trailers made you. I think the trailers kind of trick you because you think it's a little more funnier than they're trying to make it more funnier than it is, but it's more of a sneaky drama.
So it's smart.
Yeah.
No, it seems like it's smart because I like a good smart movie.
Yeah. They're saying they made it a family drama with sites. Yeah, they made some commentary, so it was good. I liked it. I'm glad I got to see it before they got their one Oscar. So. And a lot of people in it. Something not a long time.
So one thing you should watch is this particular trailer I'm about to tell you about, because it was in the actual 30-45 second clip is not really what the movie is about. I heard a whole article with interview with David Allen Greer this morning, but I'm really interested in watching the American Society of Magical Negroes.
Yeah, but we've been talking about
that. Yeah, I saw a trailer for that.
We've been talking about that for a while though.
I know. I'm ready for it now. I think it comes out this weekend. So, or if it hasn't come out past weekend, I know I'm ready for it. I was like, okay. Oh, yeah, it was released on March 15th.
So it's already been out.
Yeah.
It came out this past week.
Yeah. So I'm pretty interested in that. So, and then I know you saw it. We talked about Dune, I think, last time, didn't we?
No, we said I was going to make it happen because nobody had seen it. I saw it. I finally saw it.
Okay. Yeah. And you liked it.
I liked it a lot. More fast paced than the second one, definitely more action. They again doing some subversive things because that book's subversive. The book's not the hero's journey; it's the rise of fanaticism and putting your faith in religion and a despot. So yeah, it was good. It was good.
So I saw that. What is this, you guys? How did
Dune
I miss
part
that?
Two?
Oh, I still have to watch part one first.
Yeah, that's on Max. I probably need to watch part one again.
I haven't watched a lot of Super Max.
Yeah, it's on there. Yeah, part one's on there. I probably should have watched it before we didn't watch the second one, but I was fine.
I don't have that kind of time.
Austin, but yeah, it's long, and then in part three, it's 3 hours. Yeah, that's why they split it up. Austin Butler does an amazing job in that movie. It was crazy. Yes.
So let me throw this out there right quick.
Some channel mate, good.
I know we didn't talk about this, but dude, I binge. Hijacked. I think I watched it anyway, one night or something.
Oh, I did it in 2 days because I can't do the one night thing. I did it in 2 days.
It was that intense.
I loved it every minute of it.
It was so good. I think I watched it pretty quick because I super
it was
say
easy
that.
To watch. It was an easy watch too. It was a really easy
watch. Idris is like the man, dude.
Yeah. He know what he's doing in that. And I was like, at the end of that, I was like, all right, you gotta give me something like this again, brother. That was great.
No, it was really good. He just, because he's negotiating. Because if you're in the business or talking or sales, and you see a guy negotiating, and you can appreciate what he was doing.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that the people that was in there, they was dumb as a box of rocks.
All of them.
They were just following instructions from somebody else, someplace else. And they kept building and building and building. I'm like, this is like really good. Because when the woman in the end jumped and took over it was insanity. Damn, where am I gonna go from here? Huh? Anyway,
put it on the list. Listen, man, yay! There's so much good content. Hey, I don't have any.
I stumbled into something on Hulu today. Okay, and I like war movies and stuff like that. So many movies. Then you got a little young. It's a movie that came out in the 80s called Das Boot. It's a German movie.
You know it.
Okay,
but there's a series out now. I just found out today. On Hulu, called Das Boot. It's based on the same thing with German actors. Why are we getting all this stuff? Because they're filling content. We got it's a lot of English stuff. Because Hijack is an English movie. Really?
Yeah.
But then, so Das Boots, I said, I watched half of it and I'm like, whoa, that's good. Because I'm a sub captain sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, remember a few months ago, I was telling y'all about one of these girls that I can't remember. She was like the Good Wife or something like that. And I never knew that she did other things. She's actually an English woman. And they got a series that I binged in like 3 or 4 days that was really good. It's going to come to me in a minute. But anyway, a lot of Netflix stuff now is being imported from, I think we get a lot of English scripts and stuff like that.
It's good stuff.
Which was making me go to this next thing. Don't ever go to Tubi.
You the one that sent me to Tubi or something? You the one did that
for
me.
The Kobe thing. That was it. The Kobe.
Yeah. So I just canceled. I canceled when I went to get my Hulu stuff. That was good.
But I'm telling you, they just picking up people off the street to put movies on. Like, like for instance, remember that girl who said she saw the baby on the side of the road? Two weeks later, the movie came out. Nurse who said she saw the baby on the side of the road. I was like, wait a minute. It's a horrible movie that they made. It's all horrible. And then like this other story about the TikTok lady who said she didn't know who she married. That movie's out on Tubi now. The TikTok girl who said that she didn't know who she married. I was like, what? They just throwing these titles up and got the worst actors and actors, the worst actors in them and the worst sets. I'm like, what is going on? Y'all just doing it. And so Tubi just buying up all these little indie movies.
Because people watch it, because what happens is you buy Tubi and stuff like that free, and you want to pay for it, so you got to watch what they watch. And sometimes you get some good stuff, then you get 12 hours worth of commercials. Because we watched some stuff the other day, I'm sitting and talking to my friend, I'm like, how long have these commercials been running? The movie we saw, about 6 minutes worth of movie and about 8 minutes worth of commercial. Yeah. And it comes back. I said, I can't do this.
I don't do commercials at all. I'm done with that. Forget that.
I lose my concentration on what I'm trying to get a hold of. What? You like, that's funny.
I got Hulu with ads, so I gotta live with it. I'm being mad too. So Shogun, I'll be drilling through and all of a sudden 2 minutes of ad, 3 minutes of ad.
But that's not too bad. And that's just, but you're done. They'll give you 2 minutes and you gotta they don't cut stuff up and you're back to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Tanaga's a bad boy. I've been fooling him. He's bad, boss. I don't know what this stupid guy John Blackburn, but it's still based on the miniseries that came out in the early 80s, based on that. It's a book. But they've done this one is really good. So,
The movie I was, the show I was telling you about, and you really like this, Curtis, is it's called Criminal Record. It's a little series called Criminal Record. It's on Apple TV. I know you got the Apple TV hookup right now, so just go and watch that one real quick.
I'm hooked around. Oh, I have 6 months free of MGM Plus, but as soon as I figure out how to set it up, because I bought a new Fire Stick. I need a minute. I need a subtle morning, my brain clear, have a cup of coffee and set it up. But I haven't had time to stop yet. My mornings are kind of full. Anyway.
Morning's kind of full. He getting picked up by Ubers on that what do we call it? That Uber Shane?
Uber driver Shane.
Uber Shane.
You got another Uber Shade
curfew? No, dude. Listen, I gotta throw it in. I know it's out of pocket, but so one morning, it's the scale. It's called the scale. It's down on 12th Street, a little ways from here before the port is here. So I get these two ladies. They were nice looking, but I didn't look really at them because they just got in the car and we're just talking. And I know they're scantily clad, but it's early in the morning, so I'm sure it's we're out of shame. I got taken from Tampa to freaking Uminta Road to St. Petersburg over there near where the airport is. A lot of apartments where they built the new, they built the new Top Golf over there?
Yeah.
So that area over there. But when they got the car, and I look, I said, Jesus. So, dude, everything was.
Everything. Why? What? Is it on display?
Yeah. From the night before, because at night it's not so you go to a club, you just in the morning, and they was like all night long, Uber out of shame.
Oh man,
I mean, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning is different than like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Who
is your family? Who is your mama? Put some clothes on that ass.
Talk to somebody.
Why you out here like this? You could be out here like this.
Let me counsel you.
What's that hanging out with?
Did you ever watch the Luther series with Idris?
It's too long. I tried. I maybe.
No, I'm not talking about the. I'm talking about the movie. I'm talking about the series. The series is only four or five episodes a season.
It's not that long. So I put. I'm gonna watch it because
I thought I was, which was like an hour and a half.
Right. I'm talking about the series. It's on Apple TV. But it's
no.
Series.
But I thought I was years behind. That's why.
No. It was only like three or four seasons. Each season only had three or four episodes.
No, I'll do that.
No, it's really
I don't want to catch many years. That's what I'm asking.
No. You'll be good.
I put it in brain toss here. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've saved my brain. It's not the same brain I had when I was younger. Huh?
Yeah, like season one was only 6 episodes. Yeah, 44 minutes each. Yeah, you can knock the whole season out in a day. Like you did
if it gets me, but sometimes if I get up, if it's raining or something, I don't want to do anything. I just make some coffee or breakfast. And chill out. That's the best way to kind of relax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because some days you can't watch anything. But when I got into Hijack, I was hooked. I said, oh, my goodness. You know what I mean?
It had you. It got you. It got you.
I don't know how much bourbon I drank, but I was just enjoying it.
Yeah. Now, Luther was good, though. It's a nice psychological one.
He's intense, like, though. I think I watched. It was sometimes you watch it, you're not ready for the intensity.
Yeah.
So some days I'm not like stronger than I used to be. You know what I mean? I'm a kind of gentleman in my older years. Who's laughing?
He laughed. I made a face. Let's just be clear.
Anyway, I got to get out of here. What you guys got? Anything else?
I think we did it all.
I'm not sure what we did. But I think I liked it. Huh?
All right, then.
Not sure.
That's what we
put that on a t-shirt.